mangalo, فوق البلو زموني بين الحرمين هلون هلون فوق البلو زموني بين الحرمين السنة 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 the reach you I'll wait and beseech you بين الحرمين so don't you blame me If I go crazy when Zainab raised me, Sakina trained me, mourning for Hussein. So Lord Zainab, Amir Hussainab, wa ni'am al-Amira, wa ni'am al-Amir. ونعم الأميرة ونعم الأميرة ونعم الأمير Send me to Karbala, leave me there Send me to Karbala, leave me there Send me to Karbala, leave me there Leave me there Send me to Karbala, leave me there Send me to Karbala, leave me there Send me to Karbala, leave me there Leave me with Hussein 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 Hussein, Sakina After you she is Yatima Mother of Hussein, Fatima Watches over this arena When your neck was struck with the sword Hussein, Hussein, Fatima shed it And when your head was separated Hussein, Hussein, and raised on the spear And when the hands of your brother came back with no water And Abbas said his final farewell to Hussein, his master Karbala, how did you greet him? Karbala, how did you greet him? And when he fell, how did you meet him? And when Hussein needed the water, Al-Qamir, why won't you feed him? Al-Qamir, why won't you feed him? I'm calling Gontaha's grandson. I'm calling Gontaha's grandson. I'm falling on my knees and hands. I'm calling up to the one who Adam called walking through your land. Adam called walking through your land. I'm calling Hussein now, beating the chest to ease the pain. I'm calling Hussein now, beating the chest to ease the pain. Bain al-Haramain. Will lose my voice calling your name, Bain al-Haramain. Will lose my voice calling your name. I'm calling Hussein now, beating the chest to ease the pain. I'm calling Hussein now, beating the chest to ease the pain. Bain al-Haramain. Will lose my voice calling your name, Bain al-Haramain. We lose my voice calling your name Hussein boy, Hussein boy, Hussein boy, Hussein boy Kalbo bala maula maula maula
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the fourth and last lecture in our Arba'in program titled Revolutionary Patience with Sheikh Usama Abdul Ghani. We'll get the program started, inshallah, with the recitation from the Holy Quran. I would like to invite Brother Ali Hamdani to the podium here to get us going. Please help me welcome him with Allahu Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لعهد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
JazakAllah, Brother Ali. Thank you so much for that wonderful recitation. Next, I'd like to welcome Sister Fatma Najdi to the podium to recite her poem, inshallah, with salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected Sheikh Usama, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. In shame, I have bowed my head. The master of martyrs I have yet to visit. By Hussein I have lived and learned. In the flame of his existence I burn, yet his shrine remains unknown to me. The birds above him are found more worthy. His shrine is my home in these holy nights. My heart is far and awaits his sacred invite. A gathering of hearts is being hosted, and I am left behind like a soldier wounded. I would sacrifice anything for this, a whole lifetime of joy and bliss, if it means my death on his holy road, or my last breath at the gates of his holy dome, if he is my master and I am his servant. If he is my master and I am his servant, then what kind of servant won't he visit? Every year, I serve him because I know of his mercy, and every year he blesses me with his ceremonies. So somehow, even from afar, he has let me in. I came and saw the horrors done to his holy kin. Come see, even if you have already, what Karbala has done to the Prophet's family. A young girl is paraded in desert and fear. Above her is her father's head on a spear. She is in chains and is beaten, so she looks at the heavens. Oh, Zahra, I have your bruises. Does this mean death toward me rushes? She walks and speaks silently to her father, never looking at what is above her. Her tears are quick to dry on the sand. The sun's heat is too much to withstand. She silences her cries when they whip her. She knows her Aunt Zainab is under pressure. She holds her hijab tightly around her head. Oh, Father, come see what they did. Oh, Father, come see me and let me see you. By the right of Fatima, I want to come too. Come see, even if you have already, what they did to Ruqayya and how they set her free. A woman in court is fierce and zealous. Her voice alone will lift Khaybar's fortress. Her hijab is her steel and iron armor. You wouldn't know if it was her or Haidar. You wouldn't know she had just been hit or that her two sons were just martyred. You won't see her fall apart and crumble. Her heart has held tight onto the firmest handle. What is in her heart for her to remain steady? Her beloved Imam is beheaded mercilessly. Her brothers, sons, and nephews all killed, but her voice is unshaken, breath uninterrupted. In battle, she goes to sit next to her Imam, who's breathless. Oh Allah, accept this sacrifice from us. In Kufa, she reminds those with empty promises of who her brother, mother, father, and grandfather is, of the greatest mistake to ever make, and that is to leave Wilaya for comfort's sake. Come see, even if you have already, how Zainab is the reason for Hussein's victory. On the path to Hussein, you will see a mother who has no more sons left to offer. Her entire motherhood thrived off martyrdom. Her selfless Abbas is proof of her wisdom. She saw the grace that comes with serving, the honor that comes with death and suffering. And when she asks and begs, what about Hussein? What about Hussein? What about Hussein? What about Hussein? She confirms she gave everything before he is slain. She ensures all that she had is now given. Nothing is worth having if the Imam has fallen. The woman who was a mother to no sons will assist you in giving with no question. The mother of Abbas is your teacher. Her hijab is the flag, her son raised higher. Follow her and she will know your name. In you she will set the love of Hussein aflame. She will teach you his love should come first and that it is his thirst before your thirst. It is his thirst before your thirst. Come see, even if you have already, who Ummul Banin gave away to her Imam freely. The plains of Karbala have a crimson hue. From the blood of Hussein, they create morning dew. How has the world watched Hussein fall thirsty near a river that begs for his forgiveness and mercy? He prepares his women and children for a journey he knows won't include him, on the ground and ready to be slaughtered. Is it his mother or his sister on that hill anchored? Is there no defender to defend our sanctity? Is there no one who will respond to me? These words are for what we cry and wail and for why our tears will resist and prevail. In his farewell to those crying for water, he says, be patient and forbear. My dear daughter, bi Rabbil Kaaba, his success is that of Ali's. And he takes his final breath knowing God sees his eyes on the tents and says, oh Allah, my family. Oh Allah, don't let them touch their holy bodies. Come see, even if you haven't already, how they placed on a spear the head of Hussein ibn Ali. Salawat. All comfort must be forsaken for the Imam's victory. If not, then in your regret lies your misery to be a bystander, a watcher, a forfeiter, who left my Imam and followed my own desire is the worst hell and the worst prison, because how do you escape your own actions? Karbala is now and there is a war on truth. God has clarified it for our holy youth. They know truth is on the side of the oppressed, and it is they who will see that glowing success. And whether or not you've made your path walaya, it's the path taking you to the freedom you're after. It's the path your imam has called you for, the one he expects you to die for. The Hussein is here now, and his Muslim has come. The Hussein is here now, and his Muslim has come. Which of us made promises we have yet to back up? The imam is waiting for our hearts to awaken. So not one more sin, not one more transgression. This is it. We have all seen what happens when we sit with our hands in our laps. So come see, even if you have already, what holy slaughter takes place when we sit idly. What holy slaughter takes place when we sit idly. Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Very powerful words, Jazakallah, sister. Indeed, Zainab is the reason for Hussein's victory. Quick announcements before we get started, inshallah. Our next program, inshallah, will be the commemoration of the Wafat of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That will be on Wednesday, October 6th. Inshallah, the announcements will be sent out soon. We request you all to continue, inshallah, adhering to the masking requirement for the program at all times. Tonight's program, inshallah, will feature a special English Latmiyat session, which will be right after the majlis, so stay tuned for that. Next, I'd like to welcome Sheikh Usama Abdul Ghani to member to bless us all with his lecture, with Dawud Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So welcome back to our lecture series, which this year has been called Revolutionary Patience. What we're trying to do is to learn that key to victory. We know that our imam succeeds when we adopt certain traits. One of those traits is patience, true revolutionary patience. So we're going to be talking about that, but before I begin, I really want to appreciate each and every one of you who've come out to make this program a reality. The brothers and sisters who've recited poetry. Really, it sets the tone for us. Inshallah, Allah accept from all of us. And then those volunteers, there are brothers and sisters who make sure that this program happens. They're working behind the scenes. Inshallah, brothers and sisters will keep all of them in their du'as. And before I begin, then I want us all to remember those who are no longer with us. One day it's going to be us who, inshallah, we hope others will remember us, read Fatiha for us. Inshallah, those who are no longer with us from this group of mu'mineen and mu'minat, from other mu'mineen and mu'minat, your own marhumeen, please join me with reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. You know, if you send loud salawats, the hadith tell us it removes nifaq from the heart. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So, brothers and sisters, revolutionary patience is what separates the men from the boys. Whenever we, as followers, have revolutionary patience and Quranically defined iman, no picking and choosing, intellectual conviction, Islam means action. Whenever we have that with revolutionary patience, our imam wins. If we have patience, no matter how difficult our struggles may be, maybe in our personal lives, maybe in our social lives, maybe when we're resisting, we'll never lose hope. When you and I believe everything is coming together for good, God's working, He knows what's happening, He's making me as a believer, Islam, win. This keeps us moving in the right direction. We want to always be careful about despair. If we don't have revolutionary patience and we are outnumbered, outgunned, we see that sometimes we attempt something, the enemy seems to be winning, we'll lose hope and despair. I'm going to mention the hadith. Despair is the worst musibah. This is from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says this, أَعْظَمُ الْبَلَىٰ. What's the greatest catastrophe that could help or happen to a group of a revolutionary resistance community? The greatest bala, أَعْظَمُ الْبَلَىٰ, انْقِطَاءُ الرَّجَىٰ, is when we finally lose hope. We finally say, enough is enough, I've tried. We throw in the towel. The believer never throws in the towel. The believer keeps resisting. With God on my side, Allah ma'as sabirin, why would I throw in the towel? But we have to be careful, because despair can come in many forms. And we're told in a hadith, despair kills the mu'min. Listen to this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. قَتَلَ الْقُنُوتُ صَاحِبَهُ. If someone finally ever despairs, it kills the person who despairs. I'm no longer able to resist. I stop pushing. I stop fighting. And what we have to be careful about is despair comes in different forms. In Farsi, they say something doesn't have a tail and horns. Sometimes we're thinking, if I've really despaired, then I'm going to say these silly words that I think Allah's not. No. Sometimes in our actions, in our emotions, in our stances, the way that we're truly being, not what we know the textbook answer, the mu'min never despairs. That's different. In life, in my heart, have I given up? Do I think it's always going to be this way? Even when it comes to my self-development. If I do, I've despaired. And the Imam said, that was a'zamul bala. So what keeps us from doing that? Revolutionary patience. We're going to remind ourselves very quickly of some of the things we've already learned. Because again, for us, these reminders from Ahlul Bayt, many of them we've already heard before. The idea is for them to become part of our existence, to go from here and in our hearts, to show themselves in our actions. So what have we learned so far? One, any sort of spiritual healing, any sort of changing, bettering ourselves, come when we redefine our relationship with Allah and we correct it. I think about Allah as Allah says about Himself. Allah says in the Quran, Allah bi dhikrillah. Know this, it is only with the remembrance of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, that the hearts find peace. My relationship with Him has to be fixed. Number two, patience is easy when you and I remember we serve a good God. Our God is fair. I'm resisting. I'm struggling. I'm outnumbered. Life isn't fair. People are doing the wrong things. I serve a good God. The verse of Quran was this, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَانُ. Say, He's the most merciful. آمَنَّا بِهِ. We believe in Him. وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And we only rely on Him. If we do that, then what we learn from the ayat of the Quran is patience becomes easy Because that good God that you believe in, that you serve, who's on your side, is watching. Knowing God is watching. I'm going to mention the verse of the Quran, but we all remember from Karbala, when the Imam gave that sacrifice of Ali Asghar. And we don't, again, we don't know what that sacrifice was. We've heard stories. We don't know. The Imam goes and he takes the blood of his infant and he flings it up into the heavens. What does he say? Hawwana alayya ma nazala bi. It's easy for me. Why? Because God's watching. Behind Allah. God's looking. So, what is the verse of, now you and I, we're thinking in our personal lives, on a community level, as we're working to pave the way for the coming of the Imam, God says in the Quran, he says, wasbir li hukmi rabbik. Be patient for the decree of your Lord. Wait till God does it. His timing is perfect. Right? 48:52. Wasbir li hukmi rabbik fa innaka bi'ayunina. Know that you are right before our eyes. You're not over there struggling on your own, abandoned. You serve a good God. He's watching. He's making it work out for you. Ayat of Quran. Here we can learn from children. And this is the beauty of the Hadi Youth Center. When we see so many young faces, our young brothers and sisters, the soldiers of the Imam, when we see them in the gathering, then we know we're moving in the right direction. Ayatollah Behja says we can learn from our children. How do we learn from our children? Ayatollah Behjat speaking, that Arif, marhum. He says, if we would just trust God as much as little children trust their parents, our problems would be fixed. Little kids, they're running around. As long as mommy and daddy are there, it's all gonna be okay. If we would just trust God to that extent, Ayatollah Behjat says, our spiritual problems would be fixed. Where does our frustration come in? Our frustration comes in when you and I, as mu'mineen and mu'minat, we forget God is the gatekeeper. For me as a Muslim, when I see another human being, I think this human being, this imperfect person, is an obstacle for me getting God's best. Right? Many examples. I'm struggling with my parents. My parents aren't fair. I'm struggling with my spouse. My spouse isn't perfect. I'm struggling at work. Other people are racist. Right? Whatever our situation, because everybody's going through a test, God has given these instances for you and I to express and demonstrate revolutionary patience and get closer to Him. I get frustrated when I think this person is standing between me and Allah's best. How does God want me to think? Ayat of Quran. The first one is Surah 39 and verse number 63. More than once in the Quran, Allah says this. Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. The keys to the heavens and earth are in His hands. God is the gatekeeper. Why should I be worried about anybody else? A human being, however powerful they might seem, Israel, America, lahu, His, lahu, maqalidu samawati wal ard. The keys of heaven and earth are in His hands, and God's good. Because of that, God wants us to do our earthly responsibility. We learned that hadith from the Prophet the other day. I never get tired. I never get lazy. I never get bitter about Allah. I'm always performing at a very high level. People always see the best version of myself. We learned that from the Prophet. When I do that, I look to heavens. Surah 51, verse number 22. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. Your rizq, what you want, it's in the heavens. God is the one who's doing it. Why worry about the ponds? They can't do anything. Yes, do your earthly responsibility. We talked about that. There is no, in Islam, I sit back, I put my hands in my lap. Oh, it's okay. I'm being patient. No. I resist, I try, but where is my look? I'm looking towards heaven. God says, وَفِسَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. Your risk is in the heavens. So our frustration comes, brothers and sisters, when you and I forget it's God who's in charge of the storm. We're wondering, is the ship going to make it? Heaven and earth, everything's falling apart. Unless I remember it's God who's in charge of the storm. He's doing tarbiyah of me. There's something in me. He wants to teach me. He wants to show me. He wants me to experience more of his joy, more of his goodness. If I can just keep that in mind, in the midst of the storm, then I don't panic. There's a story, inshallah, it's not true. They said once there was an ant, and it started to rain heavily. And the ant's home started to get washed away. And the ant started screaming and shouting. And the ant said that the world is being washed away. And there was another ant who was sitting in a dry area. And so he adjusted his glasses. He was like, actually, the world's not being washed away. You're being washed away. God is in charge. He still has a solution. He's not run out of solutions. He doesn't have financial difficulties. Whatever my issue is, he couldn't fix it. No, God can. We're relaxed. God's in charge of the storm. We also learn this. Even though we make dua, even though we expect that God will flip our situation around, even though we don't become cynical, in the West, sometimes what they tell us is this. They say, lower your expectations so you don't get disappointed. Don't keep hoping for your miracle. Don't keep thinking today God's going to open the door. Just lower your expectations and then you won't be disappointed. Alhamdulillah. No, the Ahlul Bayt want us to live differently. Every day I expect my miracle. I'm always expecting that things are going to turn around. I serve God. God can do anything. I'm doing my responsibility. So what did we learn? What was the lesson? We, as believers, no matter what our life situation is, no matter what we're dreaming for or hoping for, we never put God in a box. We don't tell God, we make dua, we're hoping, we're praying based on what we can see. But God knows best how to resolve my situation. Hadith is this. He says, Yabna Adam, God speaking to us. O son of Adam, ati'ni fima amartuk. You do your responsibility as a slave. I've given commands, God says. I've given commands. Ati'ni fima amartuk. Those commands that I've given, you do them. You be a good slave. He says, wala tu'allimni ma yuslihuk. Don't teach me. Don't tell, I'm God, I know. Don't teach me what's better for you, God says. If we do that, then after a while we stop panicking. We know God's good. His plan is the best. It's better for me than I expected. And he's always working in my favor. I look for the advantages, but I never panic. It's kind of like that story that they say about that old farmer. That once there was this old farmer, and he got a wild horse that showed up at his house. And from nowhere, alhamdulillah, the neighbors came over. They said that, wow, you're so lucky. A wild horse showed up at your farm. The old farmer said, maybe. The next day, his son tried to tame the horse. When he tried to tame the horse, he broke his leg. The neighbors came over. They said, that's so terrible. Your son broke his leg. He said, maybe. The next day, some conscriptors came over. They were going to recruit his son to the army. He was going to go over and serve in the army. They came, but then they looked and they saw his son had a broken leg. They said, well, we can't take your son. His leg is broken. The neighbors came to him. They said, aren't you lucky? He said, maybe. God's plan is the best. He's working things out in my favor. As a believer, I never lose hope. I never get too high, never too low. Always expecting that good from God. The other one that we want to keep in mind is that Allah's plan for us is far better than our own. For me as a mu'min or mu'mina, I'm going to read you the promise of Imam Sadiq. No matter what's happening, I'm trying to get this revolutionary patience. I'm not seeing the results as fast as I would like them. I would have another plan for my life if it was all in my hands. Unless I remember that I serve a good God and His plan for my life is better than my own. Hadith. The Imam says this. So you remember the story. The story is this, that one of the mu'mineen came to see the Imam. And the Imam was very ill. And the mu'min was distressed at this. Imagine seeing an Imam who's struggling with his health, for instance. The mu'min started crying. And then the Imam said this. He says, if the mu'min wakes up and he owns the East and the West, that's good for the mu'min. If the mu'min wakes up and his limbs have been severed, that's good for the mu'min. Then he told us the principle. He says this, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَفْعَلُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ إِلَّا مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. God never does anything except good for the mu'min. I do my responsibility. I pray for relief. I struggle. I resist. But God's plan is good. It's a lot better than my own. Ayat of Quran. فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Maybe you dislike the situation you're currently in. Maybe you're unhappy. Maybe what happened wasn't fair. فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Maybe you dislike something. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But Allah put a lot of good in it. His plan for myself is far better than anything that I could plan for myself. Another story that is not true, for sure this one is not true. They said once, this cat died and it went to heaven. When the cat died and went to heaven, then one of the malaika welcomed the cat in, ahlan wa sahlan. He said, let me know if there's anything I can do to make your life a little easier. And the cat was about to speak. The angel said, don't say it. I know exactly what you're thinking. And he brought the cat a fluffy pillow, and the cat was able to lay down and relax. A few days later, some mice died, and they went to heaven. And when they went to heaven, then the angel welcomed them in. Thank you, bismillah, ahlan wa sahlan. He said, let me know if there's anything I can do to make your life easy. The mice said, while we were in the dunya, we were always running, people chasing us, women chasing us with brooms, cats, dogs, everybody chasing us. What we would love would be some roller skates. The angel said, don't say anything. And each one of the mice were fitted with a pair of roller skates. A few days later, the angel came to visit. And he saw the cat sleeping. The cat was enjoying himself. So he told the cat, he said, how are things here? The cat said, well, actually, wonderful. I'm enjoying it here. And just when I thought things couldn't get any better, I discovered the Meals on Wheels. Allah's plan is better. Better than I imagined. I might dislike it. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Salawat, please. What we learned yesterday, and I wasn't able to expand on properly, is this. God does some of His best work in the dark. When you and I are thinking that things are hopeless, I'm trying, I'm pushing, I'm resisting, I'm not seeing results, but I'm doing my responsibility. And from an outsider, if an outsider was looking, they're like, no progress is being made. I'm looking, no progress is being made. God does some of His best work in the dark. When it looks like everything's over. Example, I want to give you a real example from modern times. But you and I, again, let's think in my own personal life. What are areas that I have to be patient in? What are areas where I still have to continue to make sure that I'm achieving at a high level, doing my responsibility? Just remember, God does some of his best work in the dark. What's the example? You know, before the revolution took place, in Iran, the resistance of the brothers and sisters looked like it was going nowhere. The Shah, if you look at the reports, the Shah was sitting pretty. Oil revenue was coming in. The leaders of the revolution, either they've been jailed or exiled or martyred. Everything's working. The Shah, there's no way he can fall. And then what happens? Imam Khomeini's oldest son, who the Imam had said was the future hope of Islam, he died. When he died, many of the revolutionaries were like, we don't think he died. We think he was martyred. People were upset. People were offering their condolences to the Imam. The Imam kept saying that this is, he said, this is the hidden favor of Allah. And he wrote, people were offering condolences, people were upset. They think maybe he's been martyred on top of everything. Now you killed his oldest son. They're offering their condolences to the Imam. The Imam uses this as an opportunity to push the message forward. What does the Imam say? The Imam says, any grief and sadness that I feel for my son is nothing compared to the grief and sadness I feel at the crimes of the Shah. The Shah heard this. He was drunk on power. Things were working for him. Everything, all the experts, oil revenue, Iran is strong. The Shah was drunk on power, and he gave an order to the feared Savak. He was like, give the answer to Imam. And he ordered them to write an article where they insulted the Imam personally. I'm in power. Everything's good. God does his best work, some of his best work, in the dark. What happened? When he wrote that message, like literally, people didn't have the energy to continue anymore. The leaders are separated, scattered. At that time, that was the spark. Qom exploded. And the Shah crushed Qom. But it didn't stop. It went from other cities to other cities. And the Shah, he was crushing each. He couldn't crush the rebellions. That led to it. Even, like, it was so unbelievable. I want you to just understand that. It seems like it's unbelievable. It can't happen. It can't work. The leader talks about this time. He says, someone like Ayatollah Talaqani, someone who's been tortured, someone who is an Ayatollah, someone who's fearless, he could not believe that Iran was going to win. He was so surprised at how Imam Khomeini kept saying, the Shah has to go. But that's what happened. From the time when it was all hopeless, God opened doors that no human being can close. So, having said that, I want to mention another point that'll help us build that revolutionary patience. Victory comes when the world, the walls seem to be caving in. When I'm resisting and I'm pushing, and I've reached the end of my rope. I can't do any more than this. On the inside, I'm crumbling. Still, somewhere I find that energy from within. I will do my Islamic responsibility. God said to be a slave, an abd. I'll continue to be an abd. But outside, it looks like there's no hope. When the walls are caving in is when God does his miracle. You serve a God of miracles. He likes to demonstrate his power. He'll show you, I can do what no one else can do. He'll show the arrogant, I can take what seem to be your strengths and flip it on your head. Ayat of Quran. The Ayat of Quran, and there's other ayat of the Quran. I want to read one of the ayat of the Quran. Surah 12 and verse number 110. God says things got so difficult for the believers, right? He mentions the prophets. Let's read the ayat of Quran. Hatta idha stay asar rusul. The prophets, the messengers, those people who had the most patience, they lost hope. Yes. حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا. The people have given them lives. The people aren't going to resist. It's all over. Surrounded from all areas. At that time, جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Our help came then. God showed he's the God of miracles. He can make it happen. Literally, all that is there between Islam being wiped off the face of the earth, the prophet surrounded, he's in the cave there, the bounty hunters are on the outside. What saves the prophet? A spider's web. Abraha, I'm going to level the Kaaba. Mighty army, elephants. What saves the Kaaba? Birds. You serve a God of miracles. He likes to wait until it seems there's no hope. You keep being a mu'min. You keep pushing. You keep expecting. You keep resisting. And then God brings about the results. Hadith. This is from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says this. فَلَمَّا رَأَ اللَّهُ صِدْقَنَا. When God saw that we were resisting, we were being truthful, we were mu'mineen in action. فَلَمَّا رَأَ اللَّهُ صِدْقَنَا أَنزَلَ بِعَدُوِّنَا الْكَبْتِ. He defeated our enemies. وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيْنَا النَّصْرَ. Then he brought down victory, because victory comes from above. So what we do is we never abandon hope. We keep pushing, we keep resisting, we keep expecting good from God. As Allah says in the Quran, Surah 40, verse number 55, Fasbir, be patient. Inna wa'dallahi haqq. God's promise is true. So the believer doesn't panic. The believer doesn't think it's too much. Even God can't figure this out. No. The believer is never hasty. Keep doing my responsibility. Remember that story? Inshallah, it's not true. They said that once there was this people, four people on an airplane, and people were going on the airplane, they're flying in the airplane, and the airplane caught on fire. And so what happened was that the pilot came out, he saw the airplane's going down with his parachute. He says, there's three parachutes, and there's four of you. You guys figure it out. And he jumped. So one of them people started looking around. One of them was a doctor. He said, well, you know, I need a parachute because my patients, they need me. Took the parachute and he jumped. The other man said, I'm a rocket scientist and the smartest man in the world. The world needs me. And he jumped. There's only two people left, a little girl and an old man. The old man turned to the little girl. He said, little girl, you take the parachute. I've already lived my life. I'll be Shaheed. You go. The little girl said, actually, it's okay. There are two parachutes. He said, subhanAllah, what do you mean? She said, the smartest man in the world jumped out with my pet back. The believer never wants to be on the cusp of victory. All I have to, fasbir inna wa'dallahi haq. And because I'm hasty, I don't experience God's best. May that never happen to us. The last one that we won't have time to discuss, but it's something definitely to spend time thinking about, something that's mentioned in the Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, is to remind ourselves that we're really going to another world. We're going to a world which is infinite. If we are, we're trying to be patient, to compare the problems that we're going through right now with infinity, going to the next world, those things that God has for us over there, the rewards for patience, the Ahlul Bayt tell us that we would be able to be patient. It wouldn't matter if we were to compare what's over there. How long are we here? For me to be frustrated, for me to be worried. In the end, it's over there. Hadith is this. Adunya sa'a. The life in this world is nothing but a moment. Faj'alha ta'a. during this little bit of time, while you're preparing for that hereafter, for eternity. Because we have no idea. What does eternity even mean? Imam Ali says this, sabaru ayyaman qasira. The believers, they're patient for a few short days. Aqabathum rahatan tawila. In the end, it's a long peace that awaits the mu'min or mu'mina. Tijaratun murbiha. The believers are the winner in this transaction. Yassaraha lahum rabbuhum. God makes it easy for the believers. So what we want to be doing is constantly worry about what our responsibility is. If I literally was going to die tomorrow, what would I worry about? One of our greats, remember, one of our grand ayatollahs, may Allah bless all of the ulama of the past, one of them is the ayatollah who gave the tobacco fatwa. One of our great ulama. Once they asked him, they said that if you knew that you were going to die, right? Let's say you know tomorrow is the end of your life. What would you do? Just thinking, let me benefit from this great alim. The alim said, I wouldn't do anything different than what I'm doing right now. He was always preparing for that moment. كَأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ يَكُنْ وَكَأَنَّ الْآخِرَ لَمْ تَزَلْ. Imam Hussein, it was as if the dunya was never here and the akhirah was always present. But inshallah, we're going to go to Karbala, so you can join me. And after that, inshallah, our brother will take us there. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik. Alayka minni salamullahi abadan ma baqit. وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر الأهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ثانية على حب الزهراء صلى على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان صلى على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على Inshallah, the final reminder before we enter into the majalis of Abu Abdullah and Arba'in. Again, like Sheikh Osama always says every single night, that tears are basically a divine opportunity for us, inshallah, to, you know, gain an acceleration towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a shortcut towards gaining closeness, inshallah, through Abu Abdullah and through these majalis. So if you're able to shed tears on this last night that we have here to commemorate Abu Abdullah for the Arba'in, this is a special opportunity. And they say even if you can't, to even just put your head down in grief, and inshallah you get the same reward as if you were crying. And again, I always say this, when you enter into the majalis, it should be seen as kind of like a family environment where you shouldn't be shy to shed tears for Abu Abdullah. You shouldn't be afraid to commemorate and grieve over what happened over the Ahlul Bayt, because we don't get many opportunities like this in the year, inshallah. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salli ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, our beloved Holy Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt. It was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation. And upon you descend the angels day in and day out. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم صلى الله عليك يا أيها الشهيد في كربلاء يا حبيبي يا حسين نور عيني يا حسين يا حبيبي يا حسين نور عيني حسين يا رحمة الله الواسعة يا حسين our beloved حسين light of our eyes حسين brothers and sisters the 40th of Aba Abdullah The 40 is a commemoration of the return of the Imam's household from Damascus to Karbala. On the 20th of Safar, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam once said, The heavens cried for 40 days with blood, weeping over Aba Abdullah. The earth cried for 40 days by being covered with darkness. The sun cried for 40 days by being in eclipse and turning red. The mountains were torn apart and dispersed. The seas gushed out and the angels cried for 40 days over Imam al-Hussein. After Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom, all of our women stopped coloring their hair, applying oil, using kohol, and styling their hair until the head of Ubaydullah bin Ziyad was sent to us. And after that, even we all continued to weep over him. What can we say about the day of Ashura? After the enemies killed off Aba Abdullah and his men, The tents were attacked and set ablaze. The women and children were taken captive. God knows what pain they went through as captives. Let us forward to when Yazid the tyrant released the family and women and the children of Aba Abdullah. It is said that the group began their move away from Sham. And they reached a point where there were two different alleys to choose, either Medina or Karbala. And Sayyidina Zainab said to take the group back towards Karbala and begin their journey. Stop us in the hardship land. Listen to the words of the poet. Stop us in the hardship land. So we can smell its holy scent Where Hussein was killed, him and his band And Abbas gave even his hands Let us talk about Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, the oldest companion of Rasulullah, the first one to visit Aba Abdullah. Jabir was a blind man. Jabir approached the lands of Karbala with his servant Atta. And the first thing Atta narrates Jabir did was that he went to the Furat River and then ghusl in the river. Jabir took off his shoes and began to search the maqtal of Karbala for the grave of Aba Abdullah. Jabir said, Atta, take my hand and take me towards you see multiple graves and find for me the grave of Hussein. Atta says, how do I find the grave of Aba Abdullah? Jabir said, simply leave me amongst the graves and I will find the grave of Hussein. Jabir stands there and three times he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There's no response from the graves. At that moment, look at the words of Jabir. He says, how is it possible that the lover is calling the beloved and indeed does not respond to him? And then he says, how can you respond, Aba Abdullah? Your body has been trampled. Your body has been separated from your head. Then he says, you are the son of Rasulullah. You are the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You are the son of Hidayat. You are the son of Taqwa. You are the son of Fatima. And at that moment, Jabir says three times, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. And at that moment, a voice comes from the grave and says, Jabir, your Mawla is right here. Jabir collapses on the grave of Aba Abdullah, rubs both of his cheeks on the grave of Aba Abdullah. Imam al-Sadiq says, may Allah have mercy on those cheeks that rub themselves against the dharih of Aba Abdullah. 20 million people by foot and by plane, by boat and by car, dragging themselves for a moment to rub their cheeks against the dharih of Aba Abdullah. May Allah have mercy on those cheeks, Imam al-Sadiq says. Jabir begins to converse with Aba Abdullah. He says, Master, tell me what happened on the day of Ashura. Imam al-Hussein says, Jabir, stand up and move far away from here. My Zainab is about to come for Ziyara. At that moment, Atta says, Jabir, there's a qafila coming from afar. There's a group coming from afar and I can't tell who it is. Jabir says, Atta, describe to me that group. He says, Jabir, there are black flags everywhere. There are women and children draped in black. Jabir says, do you see any men in this group of people? He says, there's one man who has his white beard. His back is bent and there are scars of a chain all around his neck. This is all I see. Jabir says, take me towards this qafila. Jabir takes the hand of Atta and they go towards the qafila. And they approach this man that Atta described. Atta says, Jabir says, oh man, can you tell me who you are? He says, Jabir, ana Ali ibn al-Hussein. I am Imam al-Sajjad. You don't recognize me, Jabir. Jabir says, Sajjad, I remember your father. He sat on the lap of Rasulullah when he was just 4 years old. And the Holy Prophet would continuously kiss the neck of your father, kiss the forehead of your father, and say, Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. What happened to you, Sajjad? He sat Jabir down. Jabir says, please, Mawla, report to me what happened on the day of Ashura. Imam Sajjad says, Jabir, where do I start, Jabir? Where do I start? Do I tell you about my uncle Abbas, Jabir? When Allama Majlisi narrates that when I read the Musibat of Aba Abdullah and Abu Fadil, in my dream Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam came and said, Majlisi, you read the Masaib of Abu Fadil, you didn't read the Musibat of Abu Fadil. Majlisi says, Ya Zahra, O Lady Fatima, what didn't I recite for you? I recited everything that was there. She says, no, Majlisi, you recited the masaib and not the musibat. Ya Zahra, what is the musibat of Abu Fadl al-Abbas? She says, Majlisi, let those who are listening know that the musibat of my Abbas is that when you fall from a horse, you use your arms to break your fall. My Abbas had no arms to break his fall. That's the musibat of Abu Fadl al-Abbas. Do I tell you about that, Jabir? Do I tell you about Ali al-Akbar, Jabir? The same Ali al-Akbar that when he rode towards the Maqtal, I saw my father stumbling towards Ali al-Akbar, following the horse of Akbar. Ali al-Akbar says, Baba, you already gave me permission. Hussein says, Ya Ali, if only you had a son like I have in you, you would know how heart-wrenching this moment is. What do I tell you, Jabir, about Ali and al-Asghar? He sat there in the arms of my father Hussein, thirsty and hungry, asking for a drop of water. And he got a three-pronged arrow in his neck, through one side and another side pinned to the arm of Hussein. I witnessed my father take the blood of Ali and al-Asghar and throw it to the sky, and took the blood and smeared it against his own beard. Where do I start, Jabir? What do I tell you, Jabir? Do I tell you about the moment when my auntie Zainab is standing on Tal Zainabiya, and Imam al-Hussein is pleading with her, saying, Zainab, your master and your brother are still alive. Go back to the khaymah, go back to the tent. It was then when I felt the ground shake. It was then that I saw Shimr bin Dil Jawshan on the chest of my father. What do I tell you, Jabir? Do I tell you about Sham, Jabir? Do I tell you about the fact that my women were thrown rocks at one by one? Do I tell you that the people of Sham would cover their own women and allow the women of my family to be exposed? Where do I start, Jabir? What do I tell you, Jabir? Jabir says, Bas Mawla, that's enough, Mawla. And at that moment, Imam Sajjan says, Jabir, come with me now. Let my auntie Zainab come and do her ziyarat of her brother. Sayyida Zainab comes forward, collapses herself on the grave of Aba Abdullah, takes the soil of the grave of Aba Abdullah and spills it on her head. She says, my brother Hussein, my heart is always content and sorrowful. I'm content because I get to see you, Ya Aba Abdullah. But there's a portion of my heart that bleeds for you. Why is that, Ya Zainab? You gave me an amana on the day of Ashura. You gave me a trust on the day of Ashura, a four-year-old Sakina. I left her in Sham, and I want you to know that she left this world holding onto your head, Aba Abdullah. Our last salams to you, Hussein ibn Ali. Wa Husayna.
وشهيدا وحسينا وغريبا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أهل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين. Tell Allah, we belong and to Him is our return, and soon the aggressors will know what change their affairs will take. And the end times will be for the righteous. Ya Allah, in the name of Hussein, our Lord, we ask you, and his mother and father and brother too, and his nine descendants whom we all ask you through. Hasten the reappearance of the awaited but awaiting Hussein of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. Bless us with his content with our actions, our God Almighty. Grant us good health, safety, and prosperity in the preparation to defend our Imam's sanctity. Make victorious those who defend the religion from every enemy. Bless those who revive the cause of Hussein, for there is remedy. Forgive our sins, strengthen our wills, and rest in peace our dead. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ali at-tahirin.
Inshallah, if everyone can step forward and stand out of their seats for a quick latmiya. If you can help me before we begin with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Taniyatan ala hubb al-Zahra, salla ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمن صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
I'm a survey to my Imam. I'm a survey to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. I'm a servant to my Imam. I'm a servant to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. I am Qasim, and my uncle has no supporters. I am Qasim, and my uncle has no supporters. I will go and grab my sword and then defend him, and fight till my last breath against the enemies. How dare they show disrespect, and how dare they attack this tent? How dare they show disrespect, and how dare they attack this tent? Do they not know who's there? Do they not know who's there? For my uncle I took this pain, for my uncle then I was slain. For my uncle I took this pain, for my uncle then I was slain. I died Husseini, I died Husseini. I'm a servant to my Imam. I'm a servant to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. I am Abbas, I'm the one who brings children water. I am Abbas, I'm the one who brings children water. Don't challenge me, I'm the son of Ali al-Karram. I will go right towards you and tear you apart. Your arrow in my eye went through. Your arrow in my chest went too. Your arrow in my eye went through. And your arrow in my chest went too. And I gave both my arms for the son of Zahra. And I gave both my arms for the son of Zahra. I'm a servant to my Imam. I'm a servant to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. I am Abbas, and I will fight you with my bare hands. I am Abbas, and I will fight you with my bare hands. I will fight until I fall upon these sands. Why is it when I charge you, I'll go run away? Don't fear me, fear your Lord, soon on Judgment Day. What is wrong with you, Ya Abbas? Why have you come to fight like this? What is wrong with you, Ya Abbas? Why have you come to fight like this? This is love for Hussein. It drove me insane. This is love for Hussein. It drove me insane. I'm a servant to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. I am Zainab, and I speak the language of patience. I am Zainab, and I speak the language of patience. If you see what I saw, you could not bear it. And if that was not enough, how much was I hit? After all that Yazid looked at me, after all that Yazid looked at me, and said, what did you think of this tragedy? I said, I only saw beauty, I only saw beauty. I said, I only saw beauty, I only saw beauty. I'm a servant to my Imam. I'm a servant to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. I am Hussein, I'm the grandson of your holy prophet. I am Hussein, I'm the grandson of your holy prophet. You all stand against me, but what was my sin? You all stand against me, but what was my sin? To my grandpa I will complain, how you attacked me on this plane. To my grandpa I will complain, how you attacked me on this plane. And how Shimmer sat on my chest, and how Shimmer sat on my chest. And you all know the rest, and you all know the rest. I'm a servant to my Imam. I'm a servant to my Imam. I will stand against oppression. Hussein is my obsession, and he is salvation, and he is salvation. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
From
Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. To Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. I left my heart in Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala. From Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. To
Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. I left my heart in Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala.
The luminous moon lighting the way, the rising sun that brightens the day. Heaven without you be in flames. You're the heaven in Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala. Your visitors offer you their hands. Enemies will never understand. How can the water lose to the sand? How can the thirst win in Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala?
Way, heaven is opening, Ya Hussein. Way, angels descending, Ya Hussein. Way, heaven is opening, Ya Hussein. Way, angels descending, Ya Hussein. Way, they are reciting Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala. From Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. To Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. The hand that nurtures the hand of God that nurtures the young. The hand of God that nurtures the young. Speaking for Allah, you were the tongue. Separating his right from the wrong. Elevated in Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala. The ship that sails swiftly through the waves. The ship that sails swiftly through the waves. And whoever boards your ship is saved. Immune from the hardships of the grave. Whoever mourns you in Karbala, in Karbala, in Karbala.
When will we meet you again, Ya Hussein? When will we meet again, Ya Hussein? When under your dome will we grieve again? From Najaf I walked into
Karbala, in Karbala,
in Karbala. From Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. To Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. I love my heart in Karbala,
in Karbala, in Karbala.
Khomeini's love lives in our heart. The Shuhada gave it their all. Wilaya runs through our blood. We are the sons of Karbala, of Karbala, of Karbala. Khomeini's love runs in our heart. The Shuhada gave it their all. Wilaya runs in our blood. We are the sons of Karbala, of Karbala, of Karbala. From Karbala,
Karbala, Karbala, Karbala, to
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Ali Muhammad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Zainab has fallen, Hussein's back broken. Oh dear uncle, you are our chosen. Has the flag fallen? And Ayal Baba, Abbas and Hussein, no need for water. I want my uncle. You left with two arms, returned with no arms, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. You left with my wish to bring us water, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. But now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. But now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Why is he upon my father's chest? I see my father with Pharaoh's mother. Where is his brother? And Ayal Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle. They've chained me up to a camel's back, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. Why are their bodies laying on these sands, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Do they not know that? That is the neck that our prophet kissed. Heaven's final bliss I see from above. So I Al Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle. They ripped my earrings right off my ears, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. They cut his fingers to steal a ring, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. So now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. So now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Do they not know that this is the son of Ali and Zahra, the prince of heaven? Oh, the oppression and Ayal Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle. I wait for the day Al-Quds is yours, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. I wait for the day justice is served, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. I ask for you to come in my life, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. Relieve us of these pains brought upon, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد
أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى أبي الفضل العباس وعلى الحوراء زينب وعلى محمد وآله الطاهرين ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Inshallah, we hope to see you at the future programs. Please keep up to date with our different social media accounts. Inshallah, our next program details will be there. Thank you again. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
فو كربلو زموني بين الحرمين هلون هلون فو كربلو زموني بين الحرمين السنة السنة as soon as I reach you I'll wail and beseech you بين الحرمين so don't you If I go crazy when Zainab raised me, Sakina train me, mourning for Hussein. Salat Zainab, Amir Hussainab, wa ni'am al Amira, wa ni'am al Amir. Send me to Karbala, leave me there. Send me to Karbala.